Don't worry about it.
Everyone who's seen the new look of it is like, oh my God, you guys, like, look, the production looks so good.
We did it.
There's no one in the room. We did it ourselves.
We're in my closet.
We wake up really early. We're like little elves.
Ugh, you're so lucky you don't have Elf on the Shelf.
Oh my God.
Do you? You don't. Your kids wouldn't believe.
Do they believe? I do Mench on the bench, and he doesn't go anywhere.
What's the point of him then?
He's just a Mench on a bench.
And he just sits there in the same spot all year.
I think the first year I toyed with moving him around.
It's exhausting.
But no, that was one of my things. How do you feel about people who are like posting pictures of Elf on the Shelf like it's like an art installation?
Well, I just don't understand it. I'm night three.
Yeah.
And on night one, I forgot.
I saw your thing where somebody just throws it into the tree. Your video you reposted.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, you're having a bad day? Well, it's about to get a lot worse.
These little assholes landed.
I mean, my sister, I haven't asked her in a few years, would go very elaborate.
We've commiserated on this, Jenny and I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And this has been a topic of conversation also because my youngest is eight. Your oldest is eight. You're kind of at that point where they start asking more questions and they stop.
Yeah.
They've stopped being believers.
I'm there.
So, yeah. So where are you at on that? And annoys me is when an older kid
says it in front of a little one. I'm like, don't believe her, do you?
No, I'm like,
stop. But Ted doesn't do that.
No, neither does Dom.
He would never.
I think Dom is on the precipice of.
Yeah, I do too. So we went to New York on a family trip. During the trip.
When?
Last weekend.
Oh, I thought that was work. You were with the kids. That was your trip. Did you take them out of school?
Yeah. We did like the quintessential New York holiday.
Because it was after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we went to New York and Lola for Christmas has been asking for bunk beds. And we're like, okay, we can't make that happen. No one can build bunk beds overnight. You know?
An elf on the shelf can.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to do it.
An elf on the shelf could
so
build it.
So we had the idea. Matt and Annie were staying with us. We were staying with the dogs while we were gone. I was like, perfect. I'm going to order bunk beds. I'm going to have them totally revamp the playroom.
Yeah.
Mike's like, don't spend a ton of money because this is a novelty. They're never going to sleep in these beds. You know that game. It's like the novelty of having a new bed and then being like, can I sleep with you?
The novelty of a tent bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nightmare.
I'm going to sleep in it every night.
Where you're like... taken off the things.
Oh my God. Awful. And then they never. Like one night, yeah, half a night.
So that's how I felt about the bunk bed. So he said, don't spend money. So I said, okay.
Oh no.
And he rarely says that. So when he does, I kind of like follow suit. And I'm like, you're right. I don't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, go to New York, come back. I have it all on video. We come back and I had told them in New York, I was like, your elves will probably be home when we get home. So they come running in looking for the elves and then they go upstairs. And they see their playroom totally transformed with bunk beds and banners and like, I mean, it looked totally different. And Ted's like, well, it's like the elves brought me my bunk bed, like pure joy, pure innocence. And Ted's like, who built this? He's like, there's no way they built this.
They're too little.
And he's like, this looks like a Zay-Zay job. And then he went into his room and saw like the bookshelves we had moved.
Did her boyfriend build it?
Yes. And she
What's his name? Matt. I know. I wanted to call him Mike for a second.
She reorganized everything. So it had like the Zay-Zay touch to it. Accessorized bookshelves. And he walked into his room. And he's like, Zay-Zay for sure did that. The elves didn't do that. It's like, no, I think they did.
But does he believe in Santa?
He does. Well, I mean,
Same level?
Yeah. He questions it.
Okay. So where did you get the bunk beds? I thought you were going to tell me you put them up and they like fell down or something.
No, so I put them up and
IKEA? Like where did you get them?
I got them on Amazon.
Okay.
And as soon as Mike saw them, he's like, these are prison bunks. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I can't believe you bought prison bunks. I was like, you told me not to spend money.
Is it metal?
They're metal.
God,
he's
they
like,
are.
He goes, I at least thought you'd buy wood.
Yeah.
I was like, you told me not to spend money. He's like, I always say that.
Does it make sound when you get into it?
Yeah. It doesn't apply for something we have to look at.
Do you have
every
a picture?
Day. Yeah.
Show me.
And so, So he keeps bringing it up. He's like,
so do the elves have to provide gifts every night?
Oh God, no.
Okay, because some people do that.
That's insane.
Some people are providing surprise gifts.
No, that's insane.
Or candy.
I don't think it's that bad. I think they're kind of cute. Okay.
Sometimes Mike makes me laugh.
Mike is very much you. He has that thing in you where he's like, who wants to sleep in metal beds?
They do look like prison guards.
Reminds me.
Oh my God. How much were these?
150 each. 140.
I would be scared they're going to fall down. And why'd you get two?
Because they both want to sleep on the fucking top bunk.
I mean, you're a good mom, but they're not terrible.
They're not terrible.
$140 each. The triangle top really does
elevate it.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah. Email that to Sandra so she can put it in.
Okay. Well,
It's not bad, but.
It's not bad. For $300 total.
The little flags at the top make it festive.
I had to.
Did that come with them?
No, I bought birthday banners.
I was going to say birthday banners.
I had to.
Mm.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Mike woke up the next day and was like, I can't believe you bought prison bunks. I was like, they're not prison bunks. He's like, they're metal. They're prison bunks. So anyway, yes, they are. I'm only on day two and it's exhausting. I can't keep up.
I'm not playing that game. But I am putting up my tree today.
Oh, great.
I pulled it out. I pulled it out yesterday. So heavy. I made Luca help me. And then Dom sees it and says, is that a fake tree in there? I'm like, yeah, yes, it's in a bag. It's in like a body bag.
No, Dom, we were watering it every day.
And then he's like, that makes me upset. I want a real tree. He's like hell-bent on a real tree. So I said we could get a little one, a little real tree?
Yeah, get a little flocked one or something. Get a little real tree and just drench it in tinsel.
I know. I've been feeling guilty about the tinsel lately and the microplastics.
Because yeah,
they
really
don't.
Bad.
Yeah.
Surely they have like.
So he wants a real tree. I'm going to do like a little one. I'm not.
Do an outdoor
I'm not
one.
Doing a big real tree again. Give me one good reason why I should.
No, never. Unless you have a chainsaw, never. Literally. Like, no.
Chainsaw. Yeah,
it's
so
tough.
So I'm putting it up today. I also feel like I need to up my ornament game. But we talked about this. I don't want it to be all uniform. But I don't think I have enough. What?
I hate uniform trees.
Me too. And I also love the look of just the tree with the lights on it with nothing.
It's my favorite look.
Okay, so
I love
who cares?
That.
So
who
whatever.
Cares? So what?
Last year I put sparse. It was just like the kids' pictures or the things they had made.
You know what's also really cute too. That I like? I saw a picture. I'll send it to you on Instagram and send it to Sandra.
Yeah.
It's just like this woman who had like 10 ornaments or 15 ornaments. She did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just did bows. And that was it. And it was bows? So like chic. Like just flaccid like velvet bows. You know what I mean? Not like Christmas bows.
Do you think
like
she
this.
Tied them all or were they
no,
just
you
like
can get them everywhere.
Bow ornaments.
They're on Amazon. They've got little clips. And they're just like
oh.
schoolgirl bows, like they drape.
Oh,
they're really
send me
cute.
Those later.
Yeah,
I'm into that. What color? Very red.
Cute. People are doing pink, red, caramel.
Schoolgirl. I love a schoolgirl bow.
I think she did black, and it was amazing because the lights.
Yeah,
it like kind of blended, but it was. I love it.
I love a schoolgirl bow. Bow.
But I hate like when people do like a checkered tree.
Okay, wait. So are you doing holiday cards this year?
I've never done holiday cards.
Have you? And you have no desire.
I have a desire to do them. I just can't get my shit together.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Why are you? You've got Luca's bar mitzvah photos. Of course you are.
No, I used those last year.
What? Oh, my God. That was last year.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Are you doing them?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have like, I actually think, so the girl who took my photos for years and years moved to Chicago a year or two ago. I used bar mitzvah photos last year, but I don't know. I think I was wearing too much makeup that day.
No, you weren't. You looked gorgeous.
Thank you.
There was one photo shoot you did where you were
like Elvira.
You looked like you were on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I wanted to. Daron hated that one.
The yellow dress.
Daron hated that. I loved that one.
I loved it too. The photos were perfect, but I FaceTimed you that day and you're like, you answered the FaceTime and you were like, hi.
I was like, I have
like
that
a
framed.
China doll.
I have that framed at my house. I actually agree.
Photographed
with you.
Beautifully. In person, I could see why Daron was alarmed.
Didn't it photograph beautifully?
Well, yeah.
I mean, and you look at it, and I'm wearing like a lot of eyeliner, and I look like a blonde Elvira.
Yeah. It looks normal
right?
in a photo. But in real life, I could see why he came inside and was like, ah.
He was like, are you okay? Yeah, okay. So holiday cards, I'm doing them. I kind of want to give you a preview because it's like the best photo shoot of all time.
Who did the photos? A new person?
No. Oh, so sorry. That was, I didn't, I'm like, I've it's been too long since I've seen you. So like, I have too many things I want to like, want to tell you all at once. It's Frances. So Frances is her name.
Uh-huh.
Frances Iacuzzi, you guys, if you are in Chicago or LA, you should really use her. She's sensational. She's been doing my photos for years. The last year we used Bar Mitzvah, I feel like maybe there was a gap year with her. Anyways, she was in town to shoot a few parties.
Oh, wow.
So we had it booked in advance, and then she did it. And I am just, like, so obsessed with them. They're so good. This is not the one I'm using, but – and this is a picture of a computer screen.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So where did she shoot this?
This was at my sister-in-law's house.
That's amazing.
So we did.
Oh my god!
Indoor photos, because I'm always obsessing about outside time of day
that
to get the
perfect.
To get the wait till you see the one I'm using, to get the perfect light, blah blah blah. And then it was like we had to do it later in the day. I was like, can we? Amanda was out of town, but I was like, I actually shot. The one I'm using was shot in her little library, which is so cute. And I'm like, why can't we just do it inside? I love a chic, well-lit inside photo. So now I don't know that I'm ever going to shoot outside. But I was concerned because she's traveling. She didn't have the lights, but she had all the lights and all of her, you know, what do you call the reflector things?
Bounce.
Yeah. So she set up like just a cute little sitch, and it looks like an editorial.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
I'm like, you crushed. But I'm laughing because all the boys end her on. And there was no, we weren't, I mean, you know, I like to not overly smile. But I don't know what, they're all like this. I mean, it's kind of funny. It looks like we're intentionally like.
Oh, I like it.
Like jail photos.
Yeah.
But they're not smiling. They're all just like very stoic. But it's cool. It's a look.
Yeah. You guys could have come to my house and done that on my prison bunks too.
Thank you.
And been like.
Thank you. That's so nice.
I know. Those look amazing.
So I'm going to do that. I'm waiting for like, I barely even need her to edit them. I'm like, I think she probably retouched them already. They look so good. I'm like, damn, we're gorgeous.
Damn.
So I'm doing that. Yeah, I always do it. I'm diehard. You know what I didn't, and if any of my friends are listening, I did not, it's like the first year I have not done thank you cards for my birthday gifts. I know, but it's haunting me.
Well, then do them.
I know, but I have so many. Because I did like...
How blessed.
No. I just have, you know, I don't do... I did like a birthday lunch. I don't do that every year, but I hosted... I'd like to... Did I do it last year? I try to host that. I like to do a birthday lunch with my girlfriends, and I feel like I've been doing that the last few years. So they all, you know, and I'm not doing it for gifts, but they all, of course, like bring me like really sweet, thoughtful things, and I have not... I think I'm outside the window, but I know I could still do it. I think I wrote one or two, and I just like haven't written anybody a thank you card, and I feel terrible. Is this my camera? I feel terrible. So if anyone's listening,
thank you text.
I'm so sorry. I think that's lame. I'm going to do it today. You know what? I'm going to do it today.
Just do it today.
Like, thank you so much. I love you. Bye.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't have to be an essay.
Yeah.
I'm overthinking it.
You're overthinking it. Because you want to put a lot of thought into the note, just send the note.
I think writing the address is harder than sending the note.
Ugh, so annoying.
And postage. Lord, have mercy.
You better write a thank you note for my party I'm hosting.
I am. Are you coming to my party that I'm throwing on Thursday?
No, I can't.
Why?
Because I'm at a retreat all day.
Fuck you.
Did you find a bartender?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thanks for nothing.
I know.
You never come to any of my stuff.
What time is it?
5 to 8.
I might be out by then. I might.
Come. Just even if it's for, you don't have to shop. Everyone's like, do I have to? I'm like, don't, you don't know. Just come and look at cool jewelry, hang with cool people, have a martini. I'm going to have like boards and stuff of little snacks. Come.
Okay.
It'll be so cute. My tree will be up.
My tree will be
up. Will you come?
Yes. Yes.
And honestly, even if you come at like 8:30 or something, I mean, I'm sure we'll be hanging out till like 9 or 10.
Wait. Okay.
Is that a go?
I think so.
What time is your retreat?
Oh, wait. No, it's a holiday event. No, I think I can come. God.
Praise the Lord.
You better not ignore me.
What do you think about re-gifting things?
No, absolutely not. Like, the fact that you even had that on your list, did you write that down? No. It's fucking awful.
I thought you might think it's controversial.
It's gross.
I'm crying. Why?
Do you know how many times I've gotten re-gifted birthday presents for kids?
Tell me. Oh, God, really? Oh, I don't do that.
I got a Hanukkah book.
No.
A Hanukkah book.
No.
I'm like, okay, I get it. We don't know each other that well. But then you open the first page.
You look
and it was like
you're Jewish.
Like, I opened the first page and it was like, from Poppy. And I'm like, what?
Are you kidding? I swear hope you like unfriended that person.
Well, I didn't know them that well.
I'm talking about something you'd never get caught for.
I've always gotten caught, so go ahead. What? Give me an. No, because the person that you're going to re-gift this to is probably listening.
No, just like, you know, like, just maybe your neighbor or like somebody that you need to like.
Just don't gift with your neighbor then. New rule. If you're considering re-gifting something with said recipient.
I don't know, like a box of bath bombs or like a bottle of champagne.
Oh, that's fine.
Or a gift card somewhere.
I don't know.
Too risky. Zero balance.
They'll be like, can I get the last four digits of your social?
Zero balance. Oops, sorry, that one was used.
Just give your neighbor pills.
That's a thing. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, wait, are you traveling more in December?
No.
You're not. Thank God. Me either.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
I'm so happy to be here all of December.
So happy. Not going anywhere.
Thrilled.
Mike might even be leaving. It's like Christmas miracle.
But I had a few travel questions for you that I thought were kind of funny. Okay, how do you feel about when people clap when the plane lands?
No, absolutely. That means it was a really rough flight. No.
I was traveling and when we came back, and this is not the first time from Hawaii, like people were clapping. I'm like, was it that much in question?
Wait, like it was a 50-50, like it was expected we were going to land, right? It's like when an ice skater lands a trick and everyone claps. It's like, no, a plane should land.
Yes. Okay. So that I think is odd.
So
what do you think about taking your shoes off during a flight?
Every time.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. Are you in coach in first class? It's different rules.
Is this a stick?
It's a stick. Hold on. I went to put it in there to keep it fresh and then it just fell and I went, well.
Yes. And I actually, no, I take my shoes off, but like on an hour flight, maybe not, but now, because I don't normally wear socks because we live in a town with one season. But now I take socks even if I'm not wearing socks, and then I take my shoes off. I think you can't take your shoes off if you don't have socks on.
Oh, gross.
Gross.
But first class always has socks.
Sorry, first class.
Sorry.
I flew coach to Hawaii. You know what?
Actually, so did I.
Because those first class seats, and I have five in my party.
Yeah. They're just like economy comfort at this point.
They're not that nice, and they were like four times the price. I'm sure, I know that there's people that are in there that have probably bought it on miles or booked it out further enough in advance, but the coach seats to Hawaii are already insane. It's crazy. And I'm just like, I'm not paying four times the price to sit there.
So I flew on. I've been flying recently on the planes that have Delta One.
Yeah.
And then they have premium economy.
Yeah.
And then they have Delta Comfort.
Yeah.
They've got like four tiers, right?
To New York.
To New York.
New York has great options.
They're lay flat beds.
Great options.
So yes, but
Hawaii does not.
No, they don't. And they don't have TVs on the plane.
Oh.
I'm like, are we going to bareback it? What's it called?
White nuts? Raw dog.
Raw dog it. I was like, I hope everyone has a tablet.
I said that to Duran, and he goes, well, we all have screens in our pockets. I'm like, I don't want to use that screen.
I don't want to use that screen. And then it has a clip for you to attach said screen.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought this up. I find it so offensive. And Dom, his iPad broke on the trip.
Nightmare.
And poor guy didn't have anything, and he was so sweet
about it. You guys are dicks. You're like, sorry, Dom.
I gave him my phone. I actually had a book with me, which is weird because I don't really read that often. But I gave him.
Poor guy.
I gave him my phone for a while. But what is that about?
What is that about? First of all, I want to go, how old's this plane that we don't have screens? Because I don't want to be over the ocean for 5 hours.
I don't think they're that old. In fact, the one I flew back on, I think, was newer than the one I flew there on.
No way. No one's producing planes without TV screens.
What is that? And why does Hawaii get the shaft? I feel like all of these people going to Hawaii obviously are spending a lot of money.
It's crazy.
Like, I guess it's just not a like metropolitan city like New York.
My friend flew to Hawaii and she's British and her husband. So they're like used to traveling with the girls.
Yeah.
And so when they were packing, they were like, should we bring our iPads? Because they didn't want the kids to have iPads on the trip, like when they got there.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, like they'll just watch TV on the plane. And
oh, no.
We don't have. They got on that plane and they didn't have anything.
Going to where?
Hawaii. And they're like, what plane doesn't have a TV?
Yours didn't, when you went to Hawaii earlier this year, right?
Yeah, in August. Didn't have. And I was like, surely.
Even first class doesn't have a screen.
Nope.
So what are we even doing?
Bye-bye.
Okay. What do you think about people who do like full skincare routines like in their seat?
They're just narcissists.
I'm like, yeah, sure, it would be nice to have a face mask and like eye patches.
I'm like, you're breaking even. The amount of radiation and dehydration coursing through your body right now, your Korean face mask isn't going to.
I find it hilarious people that are doing that, A, and B, posting it.
It's just so gross.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
How do you feel about like a 7, 8, 9 a.m. drink on the plane? Do you think that's a hero move or a cry for help?
Champagne every time.
I don't do well, in your first class, maybe. I'm not ordering champagne. I won't the order one I have it. To buy. It's probably like
no.
going to give me a headache.
But what's funny, if it's offered to me for free in like a real glass.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm like, yep.
Oh, hell yeah. What's your drink of choice when you're like in coach or something flying somewhere? I feel like I always have a drink on the plane, no matter what time of day.
And what's funny is
even if I have to pay for it.
My mom's like a booze hound.
Yeah.
She never drinks on planes.
Why?
I don't know.
What is your drink?
It's always champagne, but not in coach. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Probably a red wine.
An 8 a.m. red.
Oh, I mean 8 a.m.
11 a.m.
Oh, 11?
Red.
It's a red probably or
do you know
white.
What mine is?
What?
Do you have no idea?
Please don't tell me it's like an old fashioned or something.
Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. You have no idea? It's one of two.
A Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tracks. I've never had a Bloody Mary.
What?
In my life. Isn't that funny?
It tastes so good on a plane. If I made it at home, I wouldn't even want it. There's actually science that says salt tastes different on a plane.
Like flavorful on a plane?
Yeah.
Because of altitude?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to try that now.
I mean, I think we've talked about this before, but it's like science. And then my second drink?
What? Martini?
No. Vodka soda.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a staple. You cannot
You're
go
hydrating.
Wrong.
It can't, like, vodka can't be that bad quality, right? Will you please have a Bloody Mary on your next flight?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's the drink.
That's the move.
Oh, my God. It's divine.
Yeah, I will.
It's so good. Okay. And then this is about to end, but how do you feel about Southwest and their like mad dash for like a seat? I hate not assigned seats. I only talk about Southwest because I have to go to Phoenix, you know, a handful of times a year because my dad lives there. Have you never flown Southwest?
Yeah, of course I have.
Oh, to Vegas or something.
Every time.
Like, so now, and I don't know if this is going to be on every flight, they're going to start having assigned seats, which I'm like, thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know, like, people will be like, I'm a 26. What are you? What are you? What are you? And
I'm
a 27. And they're like, okay, excuse me. And they like resell themselves in front of you. I'm like, I mean.
Well, it's so gross because you get in line, you're going like this, looking for people's numbers. You're like, but then I play the game. I'm like, am I in the right line?
What? It creates
I'm like,
such
I'm A16.
They're unnecessary like, oh. anxiety.
It's stupid.
You know what I've done now? Is I have it on, I'm sure you've been doing this for a long time. I put it on my wallet, on my phone, so people can't be like,
what's on your paper? What's on your paper?
Like, I'm like, none of your goddamn
also,
business.
Also, in those groups of five, if you're the first one there,
you
deserve to be the front of the five.
Oh, you know what else my shady move is? What? And I don't think this is going to matter because we're going to have assigned seats and everyone's just going to be more calm. But because if I'm traveling with everyone, I'll upgrade one of us to like A1 through 15.
And, go, poof, 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 poof.
And then I just bring the kids with me, even if they're like C18. They don't say anything. Hack. Hack, guys, get on it.
They're like, anyone traveling with young children? And Luke has a mustache.
I think he doesn't qualify anymore. None of them qualify.
No.
I think you have to be two or under or something. Or no, like six or five or something. I don't know.
Oh, I stuck a pass far.
And by the way, Dom looks 12 too.
Yeah. Lola got her school pictures back yesterday and they are awful.
Really? Why?
She looks like she's taking a dump.
What?
I don't know. She's like,
why?
I sent it to Mike. I was like, maybe I'm being harsh. Mike's like, wow, that's an awful picture.
I don't know why they have to be so bad.
I don't know.
The elementary ones were okay this year. Luca's in the middle school. I don't know why. They do them like standing outside and like a full body
shot.
Oh,
they're so weird.
And they're like,
do you want to order this one?
They're like, hi.
I was like, no, he's not auditioning for a Golden Bachelor. Like, it's like,
it's weird.
It's so weird.
It's weird. Also outside. And I like a studio pic. Mm-hmm. I want like a, you know, a backdrop and everything like that. Okay, wait, are we doing dry January? I want to talk
about that. Yes, let's do it. You want to?
Yeah. I did it 2 years ago.
I was going to talk to you about this. I totally want to do it.
Me too.
It'll be good.
I think
but my birthday is at the end of the month.
You and I had talked about it 2 years ago, and then you fell off like after the first week. I don't think you were as, like,
I wasn't as committed.
You weren't as committed. I did it. I think I had one glass of red wine at the tail end of the month and I did it. And remember, my blood work was so good. Mm-hmm. I need that. So can we do that? Can we commit to that?
1,000%.
But you're the
30th.
Why do I? Oh, I.
You
I'm
always
so
think
dumb.
It's the 29th.
Or the 31st. Is there a 31st?
Yeah.
Okay, so fine. The 30th, you can have a drink on your birthday. I count that a month.
That's a month.
28 days is a month.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's go to the 30th.
The 30th.
Great.
I'm down.
100%.
Because I wake up and I didn't drink Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
I drank Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't drink.
Whoa. Lord.
Last night, I guess I drank last night. But I had one glass of like sparkling rosé last night and I woke up and I looked like, honestly, someone found me at the bottom of a pool. I looked so like bloated and inflamed that I had like these chipmunk jowls and I was like, what happened? I'm like, Stay Puft. I was like, what happened with one glass of champagne?
Do you know that I always thought it was the State Puff Marshmallow Man?
No, Stay.
I only know because a friend of mine was that for Halloween. Okay, good. So dry Jan, I had to go to a birthday party last night. It was fun, but I was kind of offended that it was on a Thursday night.
Like, I feel like people do that.
I was like, woke up this morning, like wishing, begging that it was.
Yeah, people do that.
Saturday.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying. Why, were you hungover?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah, I had fake lashes. I woke up with fake lashes and pink hair. I looked like a science project.
Good old
not
hangover.
Cool.
Not cool.
Not cool at all.
I'm prepping for my party next week. I've never hosted 100 people.
You have 100 people that you know?
100 people. Yeah, apparently.
Apparently. Okay.
I think I have 50 people I know with their guests.
Give me a little like preview of the party.
Okay, so I started out doing it on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's out the window.
Duh.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
You mean like on the cheap?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I can do it for $3,000.
Oh.
No, I can't.
Do you have a bartender?
Spoiler alert, I can't.
Wait, are you including kids?
No.
Good. Okay.
No kids.
Not good. Not
no,
good. But just.
Good. No, you can say it. Say
it,
good.
It becomes just a totally
different party.
Animal.
I want like an adult holiday party.
Okay. Bartender?
Two bartenders. Mm-hmm. Two bartenders, mm-hmm. A bar back.
Mm.
An 8-foot bar. Specialty cocktails.
Hell yeah.
I have 4 specialty cocktails.
I had a really good specialty cocktail last night.
You did?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was like, it wasn't, it's going to sound sweet, but it wasn't. It was, it had like a salt rim, but there was strawberry and vodka and basil, but it was not sweet.
That's nice.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to get the recipe for that. That could be a good one.
So Bespoke is doing the bar.
Oh, amazing.
We're going to have a penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
Only because we are drowning in Johnny Walker Black at our house.
What?
Don't know. Everyone gets it from Mike and Mike doesn't drink it.
Should he tell people in the future?
Well, this is the news alert. So I was
PSA.
Like, I told the woman who owns Bespoke, Karen, she's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll introduce you.
Yeah.
I was like, I have so much. She's like, let's make a penicillin.
What is a penicillin?
I don't know.
Really?
It's going to be good. Okay. Everything they do is good.
Okay.
Doing a penicillin, espresso martini, dirty martini with like the special olives they make.
Okay.
And a blood orange margarita because it's red.
Ooh, I blood orange margaritas bomb. I actually had one on Wednesday night because I went to a different party. I don't know what's happening. I'm not dry doing... January can't come soon enough.
I'm not doing a champagne specialty cocktail.
No. Just champagne. You don't need to spruce that up.
No, I don't think so either.
No. Oh, I also wanted to touch on hotel buffets, okay? Because I was just in Hawaii and they have the most amazing breakfast buffet. And every time I set out to you know, try everything, but not leave there feeling...
Impossible. It's impossible.
Why?
I just did the Delta One Lounge with a buffet. Kill me.
Delta One, was it good?
I was like...
This was outstanding. It's actually one of my favorite buffets anywhere because they have... It's like some Hawaiian stuff. They have dumplings, but they have omelets and waffles and every pastry under the sun.
It's
the craziest fruit and papaya.
The fruit's insane. But kill the pastry section.
I don't.
Kill the waffle section.
I don't even actually do that.
No.
But I want to.
When we were in Hawaii, they had a buffet every morning and it was like six-sided.
Yeah. Do you leave? And you leave just always a little too full. And why? I cannot control myself.
No. And then there's a corner. I'm like, what serial killer is coming down here paying $48 and getting the cornflakes?
I was just serial killer.
Yeah. Oh, cereal. But I'm like, who's genius. Doing that? But dumplings.
No, yeah. What like person is coming down and having oatmeal?
Don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I just think it's funny because it's impossible
to
regulate.
I just get nervous with the viral load.
Oh. With people touching stuff?
All the handles. It's like you just shook hands with everyone in the hotel every morning.
Oh, interesting. I've never thought about that.
That's why they have sneeze guards all over everything.
Interesting.
You don't think about that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, now I will. As soon as we sit down, I'm like, everyone pre-roll all their hands.
Huh. Interesting. That's a good note. Are you cool with giving your kids hot chocolate? Because Dom thinks he should have hot chocolate every night because it's the season.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's very sugar. It's basically Kool-Aid.
No, it's not. It's not.
No? Mm-mm. You're a fan?
It's cocoa, which isn't bad for you.
Cocoa.
Yeah. Cacao.
Cacao.
It's not bad for you.
But it's actually beneficial. Sugar.
No, it's not. It's a different kind of sugar.
In what way?
No, it's not bad for you. I remember when I was on the clean cleanse, mm-hmm. they told me to put like a tablespoon of cocoa in my smoothie.
Well, yes, but is it unsweetened?
Yeah, I think so. But you've got like, it's just milk and chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know. Every night. I think I bought the really sugary kind. It's like the Nest.
Oh.
It's not like
you
a.
You didn't get
it's
grandma's.
Not, it's not
biscuit,
like a Godiva
right?
dark. They don't even like that. Actually, the dark, mm-hmm. like the dark chocolate one. They're like, yeah.
I was drinking a lot of apple cider in New York. It was so good. I like apple cider.
Me too.
Love it.
I love it. My mom used to when we would go skiing, did apple cider with a little bit of brandy.
Well, I asked, we were at this hotel and they had apple cider every night.
Yeah.
And there was like a person that worked there and an older woman. And they were like, I was like, sorry, can I grab one? They're like, it's just so good, isn't it? I was like, it's amazing.
With a cinnamon stick?
Yes. And so I'm pouring it. I'm like, is there alcohol in this? And
you know what you should
they
do?
They were like.
You should do that. You should do a hot drink.
A hot toddy?
Yeah.
That would be really good.
At your holiday party.
I hope you get toasty.
Oh, God. I need to not getting toasty anymore. I'm
well,
like,
just for the holiday party.
I'm like barely. You know that like meme of the Barbie doll that's like her hair's like this? She's like, everything's good. Like, that's how I feel.
Every morning.
I do. Oh, it's horrible. And then I'm like Humpty Dumpty. I like put myself back together again. And then I jump off the shelf every night.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about? Okay, so I've been looking at all these amazing coats, but I keep reminding myself that we live in a city with
it's
one
so
season.
Tough, yeah.
It's so tough.
So tough.
And then I see not everyone, parents at school, you know, the first day at school, and everyone's like, has like thick sweaters and scarves on. And it's just kind of, it's actually, it seems like cosplay to me because I'm like, you
You're
guys.
Like, you like, don't need that.
No, but, and then these, we were talking, we love coats and sweaters, but At what point do you have to just say, we're not going to buy them anymore because we live in California? Or you're going to buy them and you're going to take them to New York with you for one, 2 weekends a year, right?
I bought 2 really nice coats.
When?
3 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
2 coats. Yeah. They're Reese. Just like staple coats.
There's this Shearling long coat.
Oh, that I'm obsessed with. I would like one of those. And that's trending this season. The ivory Shearling ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the modern take on, it reminds me of Almost Famous for some reason, but like a chic version.
Yes. It's not fur.
It's not fur.
It's not like
fur.
It's chic.
Up. Yeah.
But then do you feel ethically that that's just as bad as wearing a fur?
No, it's just hair.
It's skinned though. It's leather.
Oh, I thought they just shaved the hair.
Where do you think the leather? It's on leather.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No. You can't do that.
In fact, I mean, as I wear a leather skirt, you know,
the skin doesn't grow back there, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't get behind that. I don't know.
They're skinned. So
that's
leather,
awful.
So it's interesting to think about because, I mean, I feel like fur, vintage fur is kind of having a comeback. But, I mean, it's not that fur is now totally, has ever been politically not faux pas in, I don't know, 20 plus 30 years. But why then do people not frown upon leather in the same way?
I don't know. I think because the fur ones are from like little innocent animals.
Or like, look at me. I have pony hair on my feet. And
well, did it already die? They're not killing it for that, right? Are they just taking old animals and be like, well, like donating this?
I'm sure they're, you know, when
there has to
they
be like
kill
rules.
Cows, then they're using all the parts. They're using the skin. They're using whatever. But no, but to make my friend the other day had a pony hair jacket on. And then and she goes, is this, I love this. Will I wear it? Is this isn't as politically, not politically incorrect, but as societally like. What would you call it?
Yeah, you're not going to throw paint on your.
That's what she said. Yeah. Am I going to get paint thrown on me? Yeah. And then another friend was like, yeah, well, they didn't kill the cow. And I'm like, yes, they did. It's on skin.
Well, no, here's the difference. I think it's like an organ donation.
What do you mean?
Because they're already killing the cow for like the meat and other uses. So it's like, well, we might as well grab the leather while we're here.
Grab the leather.
But like
that's true.
A bunny coat.
That's true.
The bunny is being killed for its, like, for such
well,
a superficial.
People do eat rabbit, but not really. Yeah.
They're not going to be like, does anybody want the fur? Yeah. We've got the.
No, that's true.
We've got the because 6 ounces
you know
of
what
meat.
You know what? That's true. I think it was because it was more exotic, like fox, chinchilla.
Exactly. They're being killed just for a
and
vein.
They would kill, I don't know, 20, 30 chinchilla for one coat or something.
Yeah.
And like, no one's eating the chinchilla.
No. It's like an organ donation. That's how you should
organ
do it.
Donation? What do you mean?
Meaning, like, the cow has already been slaughtered for meat.
Yeah, based on how much beef consumption there is in the United States and the world. Yeah.
So let's donate the rest.
I guess so. But in theory, it's like
no
still
fucked
up. No one
is like, New York needs more rabbit meat.
No.
Do we want to make another fur?
No. Like, no. And I don't think many people in the fashion world are doing that anymore.
No, no one's going to
But maybe Shearling, that's
cheap. I didn't
cheap.
Know that was skin. What animal is it?
Sheep.
Oh, that's awful. No one's eating sheep.
Right? Shearling is sheep?
So. Oh, that's so sad.
No, people are eating sheep.
What's sheep?
I don't know. Are they?
I've never ordered sheep.
I'm going to get you sheep.
Could you imagine?
Really? Hold on. Yeah. Young lamb or sheep.
Oh, lamb. I would never order lamb. Never. That is so sad.
What's the difference between a lamb and a sheep?
Gender? I don't know, actually. I'm guessing.
Let me see. Lamb is a sheep under 12 months. Well, sheep refers to any sheep over 1 year old.
That's still pretty young.
People eat lamb all the damn time.
So, there's no such thing as an old sheep?
No.
Oh.
An old lamb.
Mary had a little lamb.
The slaughter of the lamb. What is it? Like
whose fur was made of.
Come on.
That Mary went, Samantha thought about skinning her little lamb for a Shearling coat.
I know.
That would take
what I'm saying.
That would take like a dozen lambs.
That's what I'm saying. Why is it acceptable? I mean, I'm not like PETA or anything, but I think you're right. People are eating lamb. There's a huge lamb consumption.
Do you eat veal?
Is that baby cow?
Where they keep it in a cage.
No.
So that it doesn't get muscles, so it can never stand up.
But they're young. It's the same thing, I think, as the lamb versus the cow. Lamb yes. versus the sheep.
Yes.
I do not. But I mean, either. I do eat lamb and I do eat cow. And so I guess you're cow. Right.
You know, it really freaks me out when people are like on some menus when they're trying yeah. to be like hipster.
Yeah.
When they're like poultry or not poultry. It'll be like land, sea.
Yeah.
And one of it's like birds. And I was like, ew.
Fowl.
It's so gross for some reason. But I forget chickens are birds. I'm like, I don't want to eat a bird.
Bird. Oh my God, no. How are you on gifts this year? Have you started shopping?
I haven't done anything.
I haven't really either. I wanted – that's the thing about Black Friday. If I had excess time to – I'm like, this is when we should be buying.
You know what I did? I went onto Amazon. I clicked on everything I wanted to buy.
Yeah.
And then I did save for later.
Yeah.
And then I went on first thing Friday morning.
And?
Nothing had a Black Friday deal.
Yeah.
Then I went on Cyber Monday. Nothing had a
– Oh, none of the things you wanted.
No.
Okay, well, that's comforting.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what to buy everyone this year.
I sort of don't want to deal with gifts.
Neither do I.
I don't either.
Ted wants a fucking go-kart.
Where's he going to drive it?
Up and down our street, I guess.
Yeah. My boys went through that a little bit, and I would let them drive it in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
But it's like –
It's fine. What do your kids want?
Not that exciting. I don't know. Luca, clothes. Ezra, clothes and jewelry.
Of course he does.
And Dom, I don't know. He still loves stuffed animals. And Legos.
You know what you should get him?
What?
You should get him. Do you guys watch Home Alone?
He's watched it, yeah.
They have at Target right now, they have the Home Alone house. But it's so cool because it's something that you can do every night, like pieces of it.
What do you mean, Lego?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
whoa.
It's amazing. And it would be such a cool, like, decoration. You
Does
know
Macaulay
I mean?
Culkin come with it?
Yeah. He Stop pops
it.
Out.
Stop it.
It's really cool.
I love Legos for kids because I think it's actually...
It's tactical. It's motor skills.
It's so
really
good mentally. But then what are you doing with it? Like, you're not displaying
Well, that's
it.
The problem. Like, Mike bought the Titanic last year.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't get rid of that. Like, it's the size of that table. It's the Titanic. Like what? Then what?
That's what I mean. Then it goes
you
into a bin and Dom will take all the mini, like fleece it for minifigs, but otherwise.
Minifigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Dom was a tad alarmed when Macaulay Culkin came and toured the school. He was like, that's the kid from Home Alone. I'm like, yeah, he's like my age. I think he's like our age.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a good one. That's a good holiday classic.
It's such a good holiday classic.
Yeah. So your tree is up.
My tree. Every year I've had people ask me, they're like, did you have someone professionally decorate it? It's like, no, it's just the lights. It's the lights. And I turn off lights and everyone's like, oh.
Why?
Like, yeah.
Why are the lights so good?
Because I bought a tree that has like triple the amount of lights as a normal tree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We went through this
so
before.
So it glows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It glows.
And then it turns off and it's like.
All these shit ornaments yeah. make it look like.
Like it's like.
And then you turn it off and it's like. It's like pieces of bacon and weird stuff.
I'm excited to see all your holiday
but I'm
decor.
Setting oh
do you have a garland on your door
I have
or like a
I have garland
a wreath
Sam
wreath
I have a 6-foot wreath on the house
on the house
on the house that's illuminated I have 2-3 foot nutcrackers I wanted 6 foot but I couldn't afford them I have icicles all along the house
yeah
I have garland, red bows, and lights
uh-huh.
wrapping the barn fence.
Yeah.
I have 4 trees out front in colored lights, and I'm about to set up a red tree in the back, flocked red.
Whoa, winter wonderland.
It's amazing.
Are you going to have a snow machine at your party?
We could all get, yeah. I thought about.
We could all go sledding.
when we were thinking about having kids at the party, we thought about
it. I know, you told me.
But no. I might do snow Christmas morning.
I love it.
Why not?
The kids love snow.
They love snow.
They don't get to see it often.
No. And for, not relatable, but like for $1,000, you can get snow.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's cheaper than going somewhere to see it.
Ugh. Yeah.
Just bring it to me.
I don't want
to I wonder
go
if
anywhere.
We could just buy a snow machine. You think we could?
It'd probably be like really
like 3,000.
It would make
How
like
does it make it? Do you have to buy
it would
the ice
make
cubes?
Like a snow cone like every hour probably.
And melt.
I don't know. I mean, you should look into that.
Okay.
All right. I think I've covered all of my
You crushed today, girl.
I have a lot. I have a lot of things to discuss with you.
Let me see your ring.
Oh yeah, I want to show you my ring.
Done. And your nails are back on, I see.
I know. Oh my God, I ran into Heather.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, and she was like, what happened? And then Annie Campbell listened to our podcast with her, and she was like, I just envisioned you that night taking off the nails. And I was like, are you psychic?
Yeah. You're like, look at my little nails.
The next night, I chewed them off.
Yeah, I know. You sent me a pic.
Okay, so just so everybody knows. So last week, we had Heather Taylor on. I had long stiletto glazed donut-y kind of nails, and that was what I was going to wear to Hawaii. And they were just too long, too thick, and even you.
Yeah, they were too thick.
These look good.
Yeah, those look really good.
And so two nights later, not even in a like buzzed rage of anxiety, I just was like, I really want them off. And it was actually relatively easy for me to get them off.
Because they were so big.
They were so big, and Gel-X is kind of easy to gnaw off. I know, people think I'm an animal. I took them off, painted them red for Hawaii, took extra, like normal polish, took extra polish with me, like touched them up a few times, painted my toes red and like whatever. But they were just so nubbed that I'm like, I need something. So I did a short almond and this is Candy Kisses.
I might do that next week.
I had to. It was like offensive. My girl.
Really?
Who did the other? No, no, actually somebody else. Somebody new.
Oh, okay.
I was at rock bottom.
I like the way they look. Perfect length.
Yeah. I can't. I want to do short nails now. I had nubbed them down so bad.
They didn't look good.
No, but it was funny because Heather was like, where are your short nails? I was like, well, they're kind of short.
Those look natural. For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really want to do short. Like, let me see yours. Yeah. Like, I like a short square. Oh, yeah. You got to get in on this. You need one of these.
You want, like, my thumbnail. Look at my thumbnail.
Exactly. Even maybe shorter than that. Yeah. Just that goes right to the tip of the finger.
God, why do your freaking fingers have to be so small?
Wear it on a pinky.
My God. You tell me you take it off to wash your hands. It's, oh, wow.
Put it on your pinks. Let me see.
On my pinks. You need nails for a ring like this. You can't have nubs.
You can, just not on a pinky.
Yeah. Your hands look great.
Thanks.
Your hands always look good. So, okay, before we close out, we need to discuss. I'm talking to our girl. I love it. Okay. We're talking to our girl, Brooke.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, I can come tomorrow. I just hate, like, I never wear my hair down anymore. It's gotten so thin. I swear to God, the universe cursed me.
Okay, so you're contemplating doing
extensions.
Extensions. Are you doing with tape-ins or individuals?
I don't know. Is there a preferred method?
I mean.
She does little bitty tape-ins.
Yeah, tape-ins are really fast to put in, easy to get out, and then like non-committal.
I don't want individuals.
The only thing is.
See what she said.
The only thing is, it's if you're putting your hair up, it's not as easy to put your hair up because you see them.
The tape-ins.
Yeah.
Okay, so she said. Okay, so what's happening?
Say?
She's coming over tomorrow to do them.
She's doing them?
Yeah.
Stop it. How are you going longer or just want them for thickness?
Thickness. Maybe a little longer to create a layer.
Oh my God, I'm dead. I'm so excited you're doing this.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm really
it's
sick
very,
of my hair.
Like, extreme for you.
It's very Julie Benz of me.
Have you ever done extensions before? Her extensions look great.
In 2000, I did.
Who does her extensions?
I don't know. I should ask.
They look great. Okay, to be continued.
We'll see next week.
When Cottie has
maybe not.
Cottie's going to have extensions the next time you see her. Next week we have on, Cottie's not going to be here. We have Lisa Jamal. She's going to be talking about Social Agent.
So brilliant.
Her new company, that basically
Uber for our social media coverage.
Don't worry about it.